Missing mortgage payments? Well, you're not alone. Ask the Mall of America. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 21st day of May. Thanks for being with us, everybody. New Zealand is considering a four-day work week. Billionaires are doing just fine during the pandemic. Thank you very much. Meanwhile, small businesses are closing for good. More unemployment numbers are out today. We've got the Wall Street Report and a global look at the pandemic numbers. Also, for the interview, an emotional conversation about direct caregivers in Iowa with Di Findley from the Iowa Caregivers Association. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, there are millions of Americans taking advantage of the current forbearance program that allows them to delay mortgage payments. But we're not sure if the Mall of America is going to do that as well. Homeowners are not the only folks who find it difficult to pay their mortgage. The Mall of America, the largest in the United States, hasn't paid its mortgage in 2 months. The mall, which has a mortgage of $1.8 billion, is operated by private developers called the Triple Five Group. And according to TREEP, that's a New York-based research firm that tracks the commercial mortgage-backed securities, the owners skipped mortgage payments in April and in May. Mall of America closed its doors because of the COVID-19 crisis on March 17. It has now notified Wells Fargo, the master servicer that's overseeing its mortgage, of the hardships it faces. But it's not clear if Triple Five Group will seek forbearance on its loans. Mall of America, located in Bloomington, Minnesota, is planning to reopen its retail stores on June 1st, according to its website. Well, the country of New Zealand has been on quite a roll. It was back on March 15th of last year when 51 people were murdered at the Christchurch Mosque. Within days, the country banned assault weapons nationwide. Meanwhile, its handling of COVID-19 was just as swift. New Zealand has been in almost complete lockdown for over 46 days, a step the government mandated when the country had only 100 coronavirus cases, but modeling showed that it was on a trajectory similar to Italy. The stringent measures, only essential work and grocery store and medical trips for the first 5 weeks, and then 2 weeks when non-contact businesses could open, had worked. Well, recently, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, is floating around the idea of a four-day work week to get New Zealanders out and about and spending money to move the economy forward. In a Facebook Live video, Prime Minister Ardern said that the decision is really up to the employers and employees, but that she's really quite open to the possibility. Four-day work weeks have become more popular recently as employers explore whether a tighter schedule can boost productivity. Back in 2018, New Zealand company Perpetual Guardian, which helps customers manage their wills and estates, also held a 2-month trial of the concept. The firm said it was so successful, it wants to make it all permanent. You know, some people have it rough. Some, not so much. According to a new report, America's billionaires saw their fortune soar by $434 billion during the U.S. lockdown between mid-March and mid-May. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg had the biggest gains, with Bezos adding $34.6 billion to his wealth and Zuckerberg adding $25 billion. This, according to the report from Americans for Tax Fairness and the Institute for Policy Studies Program for Inequality. The billionaires' gains highlight how the coronavirus pandemic has rewarded the largest and most tech-focused companies even as the economy and labor force grapples with the worst economic crisis in recent history. Meanwhile, back in the real world, there's serious trouble ahead for Main Street. Vast numbers of small and mid-sized businesses will close permanently during the crisis, causing millions of jobs to be lost. The federal government moved with an uncharacteristic sense of speed to help those businesses and enacted the Paycheck Protection Program, with $669 billion allocated so far. But, and you knew there was one coming, but there's been a problem. The structure of the program is not particularly well suited to the type of crisis that millions of businesses face. The program may have bought businesses some time, but in its current shape, it will not enable many of them to remain solvent long enough to emerge from the other side of the pandemic in some viable form. Rather, it's more tailored to what the crisis looked like, well, when the shutdowns first took place, back in the olden days of March, when it seemed that business closures would be a short-term blip and everyone might be able to get back to work and back to normal by summer. But that's not happening, and the latest projections are that businesses will face shortfalls for months, months. So the question is, will Washington be there for the fix, or will we flounder? The latest round of unemployment statistics were released this morning by the Labor Department. The news is that an additional 2.4 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the week that ended last Saturday. In just 9 weeks, 38.6 million people have sought jobless benefits that represents the nation's most reliable gauge of layoffs, 38.6 million. The tens of millions of Americans who have applied for assistance in just over 2 months is a staggering number, reflecting a 14.7% jobless rate that's the highest in the United States since the Great Depression. And in reality, that rate could be much higher, as the Labor Department indicated in a note. All of this does not count the people who have given up looking for a job, and that the true jobless rate could be as high as 22%. And remember, way back in February, the unemployment rate in the United States was 3.5%. Well, those numbers had a chilling effect on Wall Street today as markets lost ground. Investors assessed the weekly jobless claims data and rising tensions between China and the United States. The Dow closed down 101 points, or 0.4%, at 24,474. The S&P 500 fell by 0.8 to 2948, while the NASDAQ was down nearly 1% at 9284. Amazon shares slid 2.1% after hitting a record high earlier in the session. Netflix closed 2.6% lower, while Alphabet and Apple dipped 0.2 and 0.8, respectively. While the 2.4 million people filing for unemployment, that rate has steadily ticked downward. At least it was down from what it was last month. But knowing that over 38 million people are out of work is sobering. That issue, plus rising tensions between the United States and China, continue to impact Wall Street. Yesterday, the Senate passed a bill that could ban Chinese companies like Alibaba and Baidu from listing on U.S. exchanges. That measure was passed after President Trump said in a tweet that it was the incompetence of China that caused this mass worldwide killing. End quote. And finally, there is this. The number of confirmed global coronavirus cases has surpassed 5 million, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. That comes after a record 106,000 new cases were recorded in a single day, prompting a warning from the World Health Organization that the outbreak is spreading in poor countries. A majority of the newly reported cases are coming from the Americas, according to the WHO. In other global updates, the U.S. and Canada has extended their border closure to non-essential travel for 30 days to June 21, as Ottawa sought to stave off the level of coronavirus contagion seen in its southern neighbor. That would be us. America also extended its border closure with Mexico. Global emissions fell an unprecedented 17% in April compared to any time on record, as shutdowns reduced movement globally. Members of the World Health Organization agreed to an independent investigation of the global response to the pandemic. And Germany agreed to back an almost $550 billion recovery fund for European Union countries most affected by the virus. Neighbors getting along in Europe. Imagine that. Well, nationwide, the COVID-19 pandemic is laying bare a host of structural issues that our nation has grappled with for decades. One of those issues is the crisis among caregivers. The bottom line is that we simply don't have enough, and recruitment and retention continue to be a bridge too far. My guest, in an emotional interview, is Di Findley, the executive director for the Iowa Caregivers Association. In this conversation, we'll lay out the top three issues caregivers and those who employ them are most concerned about. It's a tough discussion to have, especially when some of us have been talking about these issues for decades. Di Findley and the crisis of caregiving, just a click away.